Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So a 500-year storm should happen once in every 500 years. A 100-year storm should happen once in every 100 years. Well, the problem is this, and I was listening to one of my grad professors speak, and he said 100-year storms are now happening about every 10 years. So the intensity of a storm that should just happen only once is happening with greater intensity and greater duration, meaning it's just happening sooner and sooner. So we've got a few problems. Now, recently I'm speaking to a number of relatives, and they wanted to know why. Well, my answer is this. Well, think about this. If we fix climate change today, what we have done to the earth right now will continue. It's not like these things are going to go away. And you go, so what? Can it be worse? And the answer is absolutely yes. Can the earth repair itself? And the answer is absolutely yes. The earth is pretty resilient, but we must take care of it. We want the earth to remain stable. We've injured it, and we've got to get it to remain stable. That's the ultimate goal. So let's talk about this storm that we hope was just a 500-year storm. So let's start with the Gulf Coast and a powerful 4 Hurricane Ida coming. Well, you have seen on the news the devastation that is there. And you say, okay, so why? So let's talk about a couple things. When I would be lecturing about hurricanes, I would be speaking about, okay, so let's talk about the fuel for a hurricane. And the fuel, remember, if there's energy, you need fuel. That's the energy. And, well, the fuel for it happens to be warm water. Well, the Gulf Coast is real warm water. But over the last, you know, say 30, 40, 50 years, the Gulf keeps warming and staying warmer for a longer period of time during the year. That's why hurricanes, if you notice that when Hurricane Ida was coming across, it was a 2, but just before it got to the actual coastline of the continental U.S., it quickly went from a 3 to a 4 because it had all that extra fuel that is there. So then let's build a hurricane. You go, what do you mean build a hurricane? So if I was drawing this, the first thing we talk about is an eye of the hurricane. And a tight eye, and you probably have heard people refer to it as a tight eye, that equals a strong storm. The winds are going to rotate around it. And you may even hear meteorologists say, there's a well-developed eye. Well-developed means that that eye is real tight and together. Well, this storm had it. But stretching out from that eye are many cumulonimbus thunderstorm cells. And think about, again, you of all, wherever you live, you've gotten hit by, like, we'll say a summer rain, where it's just raining so hard for, you know, say 10, 20 minutes, and then it slows down, and then it starts all over again. You go, well, what you had was a cumulonimbus cell above you releasing its amount of moisture, and then slows down just a little bit because it's connected to another cumulonimbus cell. And some of these cells go up 40,000 feet. That's how much moisture is filled inside. Well, you're looking at a hurricane. On both sides of that eye extending out are all these cumulonimbus cells. And that's why you have the amount of moisture that goes along with it. Well, think about this. It was able to pick up so much moisture in the Gulf of Mexico. And many times at the tips, at the ends of a hurricane, you get tornadoes. And we always use the word spawn. Spawn means to make. So you can make tornadoes, or tornadoes are made there. Well, this hurricane, which we hope is the 500-year one, it slammed the Gulf Coast. Once it got inland, it was quickly downgraded to a tropical storm. You go, why did it just like go from a 4 to a tropical storm? Well, some things that could slow down hurricanes. One happens to be wind shear. Winds, the upper level wind field, a jet stream is an example, could sort of blow off the top, actually push off the top. That's one thing. And another one happens to be when these hurricane winds hit objects. Sad to say, as it hits homes, and you've seen the devastation that's there. But there are mountains in the way, things like this, that can slow it down. Well, consider the amount, the volume of water that it was carrying, and now let's jump all the way up to the East Coast. I happen to live up in the East Coast, and let's talk specifically about Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. Well, at this point in time, it wasn't a hurricane. It wasn't a tropical storm. This is what's just called, you're saying, oh, the remnants. Well, the remnants happen to be if I have lots of stuff and there's stuff just keeps moving and moving, there's still lots of stuff left. And I'm that's, by the way, that's the non-meteorological terms. Well, because of its initial size, this became the problem. Well, we still had all those cumulonimbus cells coming. Now, think about this. Where I live, I'm on the top of a small little mountain. I got over 9 inches of rain. And I thought about this. I said, never in my lifetime. And again, I'm not 500 years old. So, but I'm serious, in a serious sense, I said, never in my lifetime did I ever, ever, ever remember getting over 9 inches of rain. And that was probably in, I'll say, a 15-hour, maybe less, 15-hour period. It was just crazy, crazy rain. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, while this storm was raging over here, all of a sudden, I get tornado warnings. And when you get a tornado warning, because people say, No, guess what? That's the real deal. Your job is to head to the basement. And I happen to have lots of my outdoor gear in stored in my basement. I actually, in a fun way, I've shared this in other stories with you. I have monster huge bins of Tupperware, and they're all labeled. So my biking stuff is there. And the first thing I do is I grab my biking helmet and put it on. And people go, well, you sound a little silly. Well, sitting in your basement with a bike helmet. Well, if that's the safest thing. And I have known and listened to stories about people that live in the Gulf Coast where they don't have basements. It's just, you know, called a ranch style house. And many people have actually been saved by putting a bike helmet on and going into their bathtub. And you think about what can surround me. And I've heard many stories like that. Well, as I went to the basement, I happened to be having been preparing some food, and I happened to pour a glass of wine. So I'm in the basement, bicycle helmet, food and wine. Does life get better? My emergency kit was down there with me, flashlights, all of that. So, I'm there. Well, as soon as the storm is over and I start to see the news videos and the path of destruction, and specifically the number of deaths in the Northeast. And typically, if we get like the remnants of a, we'll call it a hurricane or tropical storm or something, well, we get lots of rain, bang, done, move on. We don't have deaths. And there are many deaths here. You know, for me personally, again, think about this. 9 inches of rain, I think everyone's going to get some water in. And I got some water in my basement. It wasn't a lot, but it went under a laminate floor, which means I had to stay and rip up a laminate floor and then dry the basement in. And, you know, that was a daunting task. But guess what? It got done. I'm the optimist, so I said, well, is that my workout? And the answer is yes, and it was truly a workout. Well, I got fans running, dehumidifiers running, and after seeing the devastation that I saw on the news and all of those clips, I was watching like cars being washed down streets in the Northeast. Literally, you're seeing cars just floating up, and one news reporter said, look at this front lawn. It looks like a parking lot. And all the cars actually had floated down, crashed together. I've seen, you know, people with their entire furniture put out on the street. Everything in their home was destroyed. So like, I'm looking at what happened to me. I'm going, not so bad. I mean, you always have to look at the bright side, and I'm the optimist and always want to, you know, move forward and look forward. The one thing I will say is, after these storms, you also have to take a look at the rivers that are near you, because the rivers had not crested at that point in time. So then you have to look, if you live near a river and maybe a river already caused damage to where your property was, well, now you have extra water coming down when it does crest. So I put all this together in an image. So was this the 500-year-old storm? Well, I hope that it truly is. You know, I'll say this to every one of you, and I mean, I have some great faithful listeners, and I do really, truly from my heart, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. You know, we have listeners from all corners of the globe, and that's like humbling, and I really mean this, humbling, and that's just really nice, and I do really appreciate each and every one of you. Well, let's take to heart about caring for our earth and making changes, because yeah, you can make a difference, and that's the most important thing. Or we're going to see more of the same in the next few years. I'd rather see it every 500 years. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.